Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about chapter 4, agriculture, last topics. Today's first topic is technological and institutional reforms in India. You know, in Indian agriculture, it provides 60% of its population's livelihoods. That means total population 60% directly or indirectly lives on agriculture activities and needs some serious technological and institutional reforms, because in our country, agriculture faces a lots of problems like very low productivity, traditional method of farming, land areas are very small and distributed in small yields, very low profit, lack of proper storage and distribution facilities. Even there is no proper security of farmers. That is why following technological and institutional reforms, I am going to explain, that is exist in page number 3 PDF. So first, technological and institutional reforms is abolition of Jamindari system and Land Reform Act of 1949. You know, after abolition of Jamindari system, land is totally distributed to the rural villagers. That is why they got opportunity to sell productions and get more profit under Land Reform Act and abolition of Jamindari system. The second most important thing is Bhudan and Gram Dan movement. This Bhudan and Gram Dan movement is also called Bloodless Revolution. And this revolution or movement was started by Vinoba Bhave. You know, Mahatma Gandhi declared Vinoba Bhave as his spiritual heir. He also participated in Satyagraha as one of the foremost Satyagrahis. He was one of the votaries of Gandhi's concept of Gram Swarajya. After Gandhiji's martyrdom, Vinoba Bhave undertook Padyatra to spread Gandhiji's message, cover almost entire country. And his concept was to provide land to the rural villagers so that they can access their livelihood properly without any disturbance and they can maintain their social well-being. That is why after viewing his concept, suddenly Sri Ram Charan Reddy stood up and offered 80 acres of land to the distributed among 80 landless villagers. And this act was known as Bhudan. So what is Bhudan? Bhu means land. That means land distribution first started by Sri Ramchandra Reddy, stood up and offered 80 acres of land to the 80 landless villagers. At that time, Bhudan movement was started. Later, he traveled and introduced his idea widely all over India. Some Jamindars, owners, many villages offered to distribute some of the villages among the landless. That means, after admiring Vinoba Bhave, different places, Jamindars provide their land to the landless villagers for productions. Sometimes, Jamindar also provide their grams or their holds towards the villagers for residents or who are landless. This act name as Gram Dan. So according to Bhudan and Gram Dan, there is no loss of blood and it is silently moved and revolution took place. That is why Gram Dan and Bhudan movement is also called Bloodless Revolution, which was started by Vinoba Bhave. And it was an important initiative in institutional reforms in Indian agricultural system. The third thing is Planning Commission development. You know, in the year 1991, the Government of India introduced Planning Commissions. Under these Planning Commissions, there is 5-year plan is developed. This 5-year plan involves so many development programs. For our importance, first we take the agriculture. You know, first 5-year plan belongs to 1951 to 55. And the third 5-year plan belongs to 1961 to 66. Basically, these two 5-year plans is important for agriculture because government took over charge on agricultural development and government paid full focus on Indian agricultural development. So first 5-year plan, government first initiative to increase productivity, and third 5-year plan also government main role, increase productivity by using green revolutions. You know, green revolutions is an important revolution in India which is successful basically in north and northwestern part of India. Under green revolutions, some important names are there. So you have to need to know the father of green revolution in total world is an Irish agro-scientist, Norman Borlaug. Norman Borlaug. And in India, it is started in the hand of Sir Dr. M.S. Swaminathan. That is why Dr. M.S. Swaminathan is called the father of green revolution in India. So this green revolution engaged by providing high yield variety of seeds, basically focus on wheat and rice productions. And it is not successful all over of India because of it is concentrated in some of the states like Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, etc. Associated with green revolutions in the year 1960s and late 1970s, there is another revolution is important, that is White Revolution or Operation Flood. Dr. Varghese Kurien is the father of this White Revolution or Operation Flood for milk production. That is why in Gujarat, Karnal district is one of the important source regions of milk productions all over parts of the world and India also. So that is how green revolutions and Operation Flood helps in agricultural productivity. The fourth one, comprehensive land development program of 1990s helped in agricultural development in India. The fifth one, development of cooperative societies and bank in rural areas help in the distributions of proper banking system and monetary help towards the landless villagers. Next program is also important. Point number 6, that is government launches so many reforms plans like KCC, that is Kishan Credit Card, PAIS, that is Personal Accident Insurance Schemes for the development of farmers in rural areas. The seventh is launching of ICT, Information Communication and Technology based programs to generate awareness among the rural villagers through radio, televisions and wireless media. Next thing is 8th number, that is launching of different government schemes nowadays till 2020 for agricultural development. Such names are, first is NCU, that is neem coated urea, that is bio fertilizers. Then Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sanchari Yojana, that means Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana, that is for irrigation. National Agricultural Market, it's also named as ENAM. Then Micro Irrigation Fund for irrigation development in India. Then Rain Fed Area Development Program. This program is important for the dry places of India like Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. So these are some technological and institutional reforms evolved in India so that Indian agriculture can be grow further.